SBC Radio Devon.
David Shepherd.
Now, Dan Etherley is with us, and we've been speaking about Raymond Ditmars, who went in search of the Bushmaster. Now, was it actually the world's biggest viper, or is that a myth?
No, the Bushmaster is the world's largest viper, although obviously not a baby Bushmaster. But there are reports that I always get this wrong, but I think maybe up to 12 feet long, which is... I think a record for vipers. It's not the longest snake, and it's not even the longest venomous snake, but those are details. I like to think it's a pretty dangerous snake when it's that long. Obviously, when they do get that big, they're quite hard to... they're quite easy to see, so humans tend to kill them as quickly as possible. So it's actually quite hard to find a really, really big snake of any species because they kind of instantly get clobbered. So I guess that's what makes it even more elusive in a way, trying to find such a big snake.
Now, I'm not going to ask you the question that everybody is wondering, which is, did Raymond find one in the wild? Because I think, really, if we want to know that, we've got to come along to your talks in Exeter and Dorchester and Ottery St Mary. But what I do think is fascinating is that you yourself developed this interest in the story more than perhaps the snake itself. Yeah. It was more the search. And in fact, you worked as a producer for the BBC for a while.
Yeah,
and
almost. Assistant producer.
That's a detail.
I got promoted.
But you almost told this story on television, didn't you?
Yes. So I was actually working up in Bristol for various different companies, including the BBC Natural History Unit. But at the time when I sort of came across the Bushmaster and the Ditmars story, I was working for a small independent company called Zebra Films that unfortunately no longer exists. But we were making films for the BBC, as well as for other broadcasters, such as National Geographic. And during the programmes for National Geographic, we did a couple of hour-long programmes on snakes. And one of them was the snakes of Costa Rica, the other one was snakes of North America. And the programmes were presented by an interesting chap called Romulus Whittaker.
Fabulous name.
Yeah, or Rom. And he is a kind of a hippie snake dude who originally born in America, but actually is naturalised in India. Where he's a really interesting chap, a lot more interesting than me. So you should Google Rom Whittaker if you ever get a chance. He sort of pioneered reptile conservation, particularly crocodile conservation. But anyhow, he was among a generation of herpetologists, so people that study reptiles and amphibians, who kind of grew up on the writings of Raymond Ditmars, because the Ditmars books kind of got printed well into the 50s and 60s and 70s, and were often the only books on reptiles in America. So Rom Whittaker kind of sort of told me about Ditmars while we were working on these two films he was presenting. And so I kind of looked into Ditmars. I read about the episode of the Bushmaster, which Ditmars writes about, and I thought, oh, we could maybe... I always thought it'd make a good film, and I haven't given up hope that it would make a good film about Ditmars and looking for a Bushmaster. So we did kind of write a sort of treatment for it, and it was pretty bad timing, because it was just coming up... Yeah, I think it was probably sort of the summer of 2001, and we kind of got the treatment out, and it went over to National Geographic. And then, unfortunately, 9/11 happened, which you would think, what's that got to do with kind of snake films? But it did have repercussions in that National Geographic, who were giving us a lot of work and who would be the obvious home for this film, suddenly didn't want to do any natural history programmes at all. They just wanted to sort of switch focus to Afghanistan and sort of Al-Qaeda, and not really anything much to do with snakes, which was a bit weird. So that sort of idea for the film kind of died, but I had kind of had that sort of trigger of interest, really, had been kindled in me for Ditmars, and so what is it now, 2016? So just a few matter of like 15 years later.
The time will come. The time will come.
The book came out.
Well, we can hear about this in talks, and again, get the calendar and the pen ready because the dates are coming up. It's a tale that really will fascinate anyone with an interest in wildlife, but also anyone who themselves has a deep passion. Mm. And it strikes me reading the book that actually... Raymond's passion in looking for the Bushmaster is paralleled now by your passion for the tale of his search. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so, because I didn't want to write a straight biography. I didn't want to write a textbook on snakes. And I was interested in that story. And I guess, I mean, Ditmars, obviously no one's ever heard of him, so why am I so interested? It was really weird. It's quite often difficult to sort of dissect why you're interested in something, but I think it was often the contrast between what I was doing in the day job with this sort of, you know, extracurricular interest. Because after the TV world, I then got into something completely different, which I still do, environmental consulting. And yes, that has its high points, but I don't know, just the fact that there was this other weird world out there that I could sort of research and sort of cobble together a book. That, I guess, it was almost like a freedom to sort of go off and explore my other sort of interests. So I ended up sort of doing this on weekends and so on. So I guess maybe it's hard to answer your question, but it's almost the interest is like a freedom from constraints in a way. It kind of lets your mind go wandering, and maybe that was the interest.
How we love escapism here.
Yeah,
we live for it, really. We do live for it. So if you could have Raymond Ditmars there at your talks in Exeter, Dorchester, Ottery St Mary, what would you most like to know from him?
Okay, I would like to know, with this Bushmaster tale, how much of it is actually true that the snake did chase him, and how much was he kind of maybe... I don't know, slightly exaggerating for effect. So I suppose maybe ask him that. And maybe ask him the question you've asked me. Why is he so interested in all these random things? What was driving him? What was he unusual for his time? Or was that quite common, this kind of, polymath kind of approach? I don't know, maybe that.
do you think these kinds of deep interest, I mean, I'm not asking you to give a sort of scientific answer, but just anecdotally, do you think these kinds of deep interest are getting rarer now?
I think possibly maybe the internet and everyone, the ease of access to information is maybe making us a bit lazier in, you know, you could find something out if you wanted to, but you know, you have information overload, so maybe you don't. And maybe just our pace of life, you know, speeding up, everything's got to be done instantly. And maybe that just, we're time poor now in that phrase. So I don't know whether that means the interest. I think that people are interested in things, but they almost don't feel they've got the time or whatever to really go into it. So I don't know. It's a difficult question. I think you need a philosopher or a social scientist to answer that one.
You've taken us closer to an answer, though, I think. Well, we're very deep people, we Radio Devon listeners, so it's lovely to speak to a man of passion.
Oh, thank you.
We'd love to come along and hear you speak about the Ditmars story and Bushmaster. You can hear Dan at Exeter. The Royal Geographical Society Southwest are hosting him on Wednesday, the 23rd of March. We'll repeat these again a little bit later on. The 13th of April at the Devon Reptile and Amphibian Group, Wednesday the 13th of April, that is. Dorchester, if you're one of our West Dorset listeners, Thursday the 28th of April, the Dorset Natural History and Archaeological Society at Dorset County Museum. Ottery St Mary at the Tumbling Weir Hotel on the Tuesday the 31st of May. So you can go along and hear Dan Etherley speaking a little more about his hero and a search that has fascinated him and I think will fascinate you as well. Dan, thank you for joining us on BBC Radio.
Thank you for having me.